pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Good Wednesday morning to you, 6 minutes after the hour. So coming on program from SR Communications, Sean Ross, formerly of Yellowhammer News. He'll join us. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in kind of the political landscape right now and where he sees things as we hit into an election cycle. But that's to come. That's in about half hour from now. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line. Any feedback appreciated. If you want to tell me how bad of a host I am, or you want to tell me how good of a host I am, or probably what's more appropriate for this that platform is for you to tell us what you're thinking and respond to anything we're talking about. But all feedback is appreciated, so please make sure you utilize that. But joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. I believe we've had him on once before, but always good to get him back on. State Representative Richie Wharton of Owens Crossroads, just south of Huntsville there, my old stomping ground. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Forrest. Awesome. It's great to be on your show. I'm doing great today. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. I wanted to get you on. You have a pre-filed bill, the Alabama Health Freedom Act, and the idea is to shield, employees from any kind of employer vaccine mandate. Walk us through what your endeavor is there.
Yes, I sure will, certainly. House Bill 31, really, it's for the people of Alabama, okay? It's good to help people as far as workforce and good to help small businesses, which I'm a small business owner. I think mandates are bad, and I literally think it's going to hurt our small businesses if we have a lot of and don't get me wrong, I'm not against vaccines. If you want to get a vaccine, each individual has a choice, okay? But the thing I'm against really is mandates. I just don't want anybody to be able to mandate what you should do with your own body. That's just how I feel.
Well, when it comes to businesses making a decision, I had a debate with Dale Jackson this morning on his show about this, that, you know, are you taking away power from businesses a private company to exercise what it sees as its best, what it sees fit as it for its business model to better its bottom line or whatever? And I mean, it becomes a tough decision. Do you sign with the individual, or do we impose an additional regulation on business?
Well, I don't want to impose a regulation on business, I think each individual has their individually freedom and liberty, and I think they should be able to choose. Now, here's what I think can happen, and I think it would be okay. Now, let's say I do own a small business, and let's say on my application, I say, all right, I've got it on my application. If you're applying for a job and I want you to get the vaccine, then I don't think there's a problem with that. But if I've got employees that have been here and I hadn't mandated this before, I just think you're infringing on their rights.
That they're changing the terms of their employment midstream and by imposing such a regulation or a rule or whatever, a condition for their employment that they hadn't previously agreed to.
That is correct. That is correct.
Well, what do you do though? If the federal government says you must do this, then is the Alabama legislature the appropriate place to take on this challenge? Now, I get it. That you only have so many tools in your tool chest as a member of the legislature, but is it the most effective place? Should this be something that Congress would tackle?
Well, maybe they should, but we need to protect our citizens here in Alabama, okay? And that's really what I'm trying to do here. We have states' rights. I think the 10th Amendment, and I think we need to decide as a state how we want this thing to go and make it happen. That's why I did the bill.
Well, do you think when you bring that up, though, is there a compromise to be had? could we require a vac? Could we, if you're unable or unwilling to test a vac to take the vaccine, should you be required to attest? Could the employer say, hey, you need to be tested weekly then, or biweekly, or whatever? Is there some happy middle place, a compromise to be had?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. Okay, and I'll say this: I mean, I don't know how effective the vaccine is. I hope if people choose the vaccine, it's very effective and it, you know, stops the virus and we don't have issues. Okay, so I can't answer that question for you. I don't know.
Well, and then I guess the other question here is. Now, it was my understanding that we have a ban on vaccine passports in this state, and if you're going to impose a mandate, mine be kind of cleared up for me here that it doesn't necessarily apply to every business, but if we do have a vaccine passport ban, then how do we dot this I? How do we cross this T to say you must show me proof of vaccination as a term of your employment if there's a prohibition on those?
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I hope everyone has their card, or when they go around, people ask. But who knows? I don't think you can make that happen. We don't know if they don't do counterfeit vaccine cards. So who knows? I don't. But we've got to try to do something to help our citizens here, because I don't want a mandate, and I certainly hope everyone knows how I feel about that. Okay.
Well, when it comes to this mandate, and then here's an objection, that if people walk away from the job saying that I'm not going to get the vaccine for whatever reason, it's their choice, that then you're creating a kind of a culture, a business environment here where, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but it seems like it would be more susceptible to like an organization like a labor union coming in, getting organized, which is something very antithetical to Alabama's, you know, business culture, that it's a state where we don't have those outside influences, and it makes it a place where businesses want to locate. I don't know what you hear, but it seems to me that some of these bigger companies, and the one I'll use as an example, 3M over in Decatur, telling like a career 3M employee that didn't want to get the vaccine, all right, we'll see you later. Well, when they start doing that, they're starting to meddle in kind of the whole business climate of Alabama.
That's correct. I mean, let's say that, and I don't know the numbers, I haven't looked at them, let's say half the workforce decides they're not going to, you know, take the vaccine. It's going to kill businesses, okay, especially small businesses in the state, okay? And we may have that situation. Like I said before, I own a small business, but I would not force my guys or force my ladies or force anyone to put something in their body that they didn't want to do.
We're joined by State Representative Richie Orton, New Orleans Crossroads, here on the program. Representative, let's talk about the bill specifically. What are the enforcement mechanisms? A lot of times there is no enforcement mechanism that we say something is illegal. But when the attorney general or a district attorney goes in to enforce the law, there's no real punishment. There's no punitive element to it, so they can just skirt the law, violate the law, and what's the punishment going to be? A slap on the wrist or a reprimand from a prosecutor? That there's no real repercussions. Does your bill include some kind of punitive element to it?
Yes, it does. Yep. Civil cases, you will be able to sue, and so it does. So hopefully I can get everybody on board with this thing. And again, I'm not against small businesses. I am a small business owner, okay? But, hey, we need to get everybody on board and try to figure this thing out and help all the citizens of this state.
Well, let's talk about this now, the timetable here. And now advocacy group, Health Freedom Alabama, Casey Cavender, she wants a special session. I mean, just kind of being a novice at watching the behavior of the legislature, Governor Ivey, and the call. I don't know that that's going to happen. But first off, do you think it could happen in a special session? But secondly, if it doesn't, then we look at where you got it pre-filed for the regular session in 2022. How do you sell this to your colleagues?
Well, Well, I think on the bill itself, before I dropped it, I think we had about 23 or 24 that have signed on to co-sponsor the bill. And again, that'll be up to the governor as far as, you know, if we do reapportionments and have a special session there, you know, it'd be up to the governor to actually, you know, put the bill out. So I don't know. We will see what will happen.
Well, and in getting the support, now that was the I've heard from a couple of your colleagues that is where they see the problem is telling business what to do. And I think that's the tough part of this.
I understand what you're saying, but let's go back to the front, okay? You know, I'm a small business owner, and I'm going to give my employees that opportunity to choose, okay? And I think it's up to them, but it's going to help keep the federal government out here. And like I said from the very beginning, you know, if someone's been working at a company for a long, long time, I don't know if you should be able to force that on them, but if you put on your application when someone comes in, hey, I need you to get tested, I think that would be up to the person who wants the employment. I just think we have to work it out.
Well, I guess the fear for them is that you're the golden goose there, or the goose that lays a golden egg that provides these jobs, and you start taking these actions against it, that may deter business from coming to Alabama in the future. But is that just a consequence? Is that the price of preserving freedom?
I think so. I think you have to preserve freedom. That's one of the reasons I was elected. So you have to protect your constituents, and that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, and then you think you think you got enough support, though, when it gets into – when you do get an opportunity to push this bill out and maybe it gets to committee and then to the floor, you do think you can get some momentum here?
I have confidence that we can get some momentum, so we'll hopefully get it out there and we'll see what happens.
But right now we're hoping for a special session, but we're probably looking at this 2022 session, it seems.
I would guess so.
Yeah, well – hey, Representative, you've been very kind with your time this morning, and let's catch up and circle back and maybe get a follow-up on this effort.
Thank you, Mr. Orr. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Representative Richie Orton there on the line. Vaccine mandate ban, you know, that we don't need to impose, we don't need to have companies imposing this on individuals as a condition for employment, because when they went to go work for them, there was no expectation that you would have to get a vaccine to work for a place for a company. So, I mean, I get that. I guess there's an argument to be made there. But those of you that don't like cumbersome regulations on businesses, and you know, that is the dilemma for a lot of lawmakers. 251-343-01. 06, if you would like to respond to anything. Let's get through some of these text here. Unnamed texter, that's not true. A guy from Mobile stole $750,000, was convicted to 4 years, served 18 months in federal crimes. FBI has spent much time building that case. Now, it's my understanding that you do your time in federal in a mandatory sentence, that there is no early time, there's no good behavior. So maybe there's something there to be considered, but that the federal system is much different than the state system. But we'll have to find somebody's more knowledgeable on that. Grant. Okay, Grant. You sent that to the wrong place. The Russian judge, you're a great host, almost as great as the great Sean Sullivan. Never can be. Don't compare me to Sean Sullivan ever. I can only wish that I could be as good as Sean Sullivan. We gotta get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
A while ago, we fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.